Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. And first thing we want to do today is to give a shout out to my mama.
That's right.
Miss Annie Ruth, 91 today.
Hallelujah.
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 She makes the devil terrified.
That's right.
And she makes my daddy a happy man. Anyhow, happy birthday, Mama. When it comes to your job, there are two unbiblical approaches you need to avoid. First is laziness. God doesn't do laziness.
As it says in 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 6 and 7, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. This is in the Living Bible. Now here is a command, dear brothers, given in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ by his authority. Stay away from any Christian who spends his days in laziness and does not follow the ideal of hard work we've set up for you.
Being recognized as a Christian by your conversation and behavior, and also being known as a lazy worker, well, it's an insult and an embarrassment to the cause of Christ. Not only that, laziness brings its own reward. A lazy person's wealth will always be a dream, never a reality.
In Proverbs 13, verse 4 in the New Living Translation, it says, lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper.
The second unbiblical approach to work
is just the opposite.
Is just the opposite, being a workaholic. Workaholics are people who don't have their lives in balance, people who've allowed their passionate pursuits to cloud their good judgment and godly wisdom. And as you know, I can easily talk about this subject.
True.
Because I've been there. I'm a reformed workaholic. And just for the record, not all workaholics work only for money. For some, it's promotion, recognition, a cause, or a sense of accomplishment. However, being a workaholic could also be the result of a failure to properly plan or a basic lack of organizational skills, whatever the reason. And again, I can tell you from personal experience, the result is not good. Take my word for it. This can happen even when you're working for the kingdom of God. Even though your intent is noble and righteous sounding, I had to add that in, righteous sounding. Both of these extremes need to be avoided. What kind of worker does God want us to be?
Well, the answer can be found in Corinthians 15, verses 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58 in the Classic Amplified. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose.
Here are seven ways that we should work. Winning characteristics in the workplace. Number one, with excellence. Everything God did and does is in excellence. Since we were created in his image and after his likeness, should our performance on the job be any less? When we do what we do with excellence, we're bringing glory and honor to our Creator, the one in whose image we were made.
Hallelujah. In Colossians 3, verse 23 in the Classic Amplified, it says, whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul as something done for the Lord and not for men.
Our effort, our excellence, or the lack thereof in the workplace is a daily reflection on our Creator. The scripture doesn't say to work at it heartily if it's something you like, a job you want to do. Another verse says that whatever the task we should do it as unto the Lord.
And believe me, it helps you with that attitude.
It does.
Number two, with focus. When on the job, where is our focus? Is our focus on just doing our 40 hours so we can get a paycheck and enough to get by without being fired? Our focus should be on doing the best job we can possibly do, remembering who the real person we're working for. If we focus on doing just enough to get by, then we will never get ahead. Promotion comes to the one who is focused with excellence. A lazy person will be followed by trouble wherever they go in whatever they do, no matter what job they have. Proverbs 15, verse 19 in the Living Bible says, a lazy fellow has trouble all through life. The good man's path is easy. When we are focused with excellence as our guide, let me say that again. When we are focused with excellence as our guide, we will manifest the promises of God. Hebrews 6, verse 12 in the New International Version says, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
Number three, by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Every believer in the workplace or marketplace is given a distinctive advantage through the gifts, fruit, and power of the Holy Spirit. This supernatural empowerment gives us a competitive advantage over others, and we choose to embrace or use it.
Galatians 5, verses 22 through 26. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26 in the Classic Amplified says, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, or gladness, peace, patience, or an even temper, or forbearance, kindness, goodness, meaning benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meaning meekness and humility, self-control, meaning self-restraint and continence. Against such things there is no law that can bring a charge. And those who belong to Christ Jesus, the Messiah, have crucified the flesh, the godless nature, godless human nature, with its passions and appetites and desires. If we live by the Holy Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward walking in line, our conduct controlled by the Spirit. How can anybody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Number four, with the right motives. Sadly, statistics show that the number of people who do just enough to get by on the job, to keep from getting fired, is increasing year by year. In other words, if we live and act just like our unsaved neighbors, co-workers, or acquaintances, what kind of testimony are we for the Lord? As we've discussed earlier, everything we do should be done as unto the Lord. Whatever we do should glorify the Lord God. When we work with the right motives, promotion either from within or without cannot be far off. One of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7. Psalm 75, 6 and 7. Listen, this says it all. And this is in the Living Bible. It says, for promotion and power come from nowhere on earth, but only, take that in, but only from God. He promotes one and disposes another. If our motive is right, when our direction is on him, it will be right and he will reward us.
Number five, with gratitude. We need to be thankful for the job we've got. In fact, consider the real employment numbers in this country. Even though they're going up.
Up and up.
We should praise God if we have a job of any kind. I think one of the greatest sins facing the body of Christ is ingratitude, not recognizing and being thankful for what we've got or what people have done to make the way smoother for us. Our attitude of gratitude for what God has done for us, his amazing benefits, should be a continual state of mind. And should really be manifested in our speech.
That's true. The Message Bible translation of Psalm 35:28 says it this way. I'll tell the world how great and good you are. I'll shout hallelujah all day, every day.
Hallelujah.
That's what Psalm 35:28 says, Message version. And one other scripture we want to share, Colossians 3:17. Colossians 3, verse 17 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And whatever you do, no matter what it is in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence upon his person, giving praise to God the Father through him. With number six, let me say this, with enjoyment. Number six is with enjoyment. Surveys reveal that over 70% of people who have jobs don't like the job they have, and they aren't happy about where they're working. We can clearly and scripturally tell you that that's not God's best, and that he can't really move you until your attitude gets right, in
that's
my
it.
Opinion.
Exactly right.
I think that's scriptural, but
it is.
Consider the following verses. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 22 in the Living Bible. So I say that there is nothing better for men than that they should be happy in their work, for that is what they are here for. And no one can bring them back to life to enjoy what will be in the future. So let them enjoy it now. Why are we on planet Earth? Well, one of the reasons it says in Ecclesiastes 3:22 is to be happy in our work.
You know, honey, I've had people say, in talking about jobs, people say to me, yes, but Brother Harold, you don't know my employer. No, I don't know your employer, but I do know.
Amen.
Your God. In his word.
No accidents with God, I'm pretty positive. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 18 and 19. Let us share this one. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 18 and 19 in the New Living Translation says, even so, I have noticed one thing, at least that is good. It is good for people to eat, drink, and enjoy their work under the sun during the short life God has given them, and to accept their lot in life. And it is a good thing to receive wealth from God and the good health to enjoy it. To enjoy your work and accept your lot in life, that is indeed a gift from God. Enjoying your work is a gift from God. That's what the scripture says.
Number seven, with glory and honor to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Peter 4:11. 1 Peter 4:11, Classic Amplified. Whoever speaks, let him do it as one who utters oracles of God. Whoever renders service, let him do it as with the strength which God furnishes abundantly, so that in all things God may be glorified through Christ Jesus the Messiah. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever through endless ages. Amen. So be it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are seven winning characteristics in the workplace. If we exhibit these seven things, if we do it with excellence, if we do it with focus, we do it with the power of the Holy Spirit, with right motives, with gratitude, with enjoyment, and bringing glory and honor to God, we're going to find ourselves successful beyond our expectations. And that's a fact. If you've enjoyed the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. And happy birthday, Mama.
Amen.